For the last 7 months, U.S. and Canadian border crossings have been closed to most travelers, and people who work and live on either side are coping with the latest news that it will remain closed for at least one more month. Earlier this month, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said he won't allow American visitors into Canada until the U.S. lowers its coronavirus numbers, which is looking unlikely anytime soon as cases surge across the country. Brian Higgins represents Western New York's border with Ontario and Congress, and he joins us now with more. He's a Democrat. Congressman, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Congressman Higgins, you've called on President Trump to allow exemptions to the cross-border travel ban. Have you received any response from the administration?
No, not yet. And this is a continuing problem with this administration. The border with the United States, Canada, closed on March 21st and reviews it every, you know, month and, you know, has said that unless and until the number of COVID-19 cases comes down in the United States, that border is going to remain closed. And I think it's the tale of two countries and their dealings with the coronavirus. The Canadian federal government response was early, strong, and unified. The United States federal government response was slow, sloppy, and chaotic. You know, the Canadian officials, I understand their position. My obligation, I have two obligations. One is to keep trying, but the other is to be honest with people. And unless and until our cases come down, that border between the United States and Canada is going to remain closed.
Well, let's talk about the impact. People living close to the U.S. border may have family or jobs on the other side. And the border has been closed to non-essential travel since, as you said, March. Give us a sense of the social and economic impact this border closure is having on your district.
Well, I'm a Buffalo guy, but, you know, I grew up in the Canadian shores of Lake Erie because that was the tradition in my city. You know, people rented cottages. Some people that, you know, had some wealth bought property. But that's what we did every summer. It's like, you know, that's where we vacationed. Buffalo is situated on the border with Ontario. Ontario is the most populated province of Canada, which includes Toronto. It's 14 million people. And the economy of Buffalo and Western New York, my community, is highly dependent on reliable, predictable, regular access to and from Southern Ontario and the province of Ontario. 40% of the customers at the Buffalo Niagara International Airport are from Ontario. Canadians spend $10 million a year for healthcare services in the Buffalo Niagara region. Sales tax revenues coming into the county of Erie, and on the weekends, 80% of those revenues are from the Canadian shopper. So the impact is profound.
Yeah. You know, I keep using the term essential travel, non-essential travel. Who and what is actually allowed to travel across the border now? And what kind of extra exemptions would you like to see?
Yeah, it would be freight movements, commercial trucks that are carrying a product to and from Ontario to into Buffalo and Western New York. And the essential traveler is law enforcement, medical personnel. And what I was seeking to do is getting the category of essential traveler to be expanded to include people that own property over in Canada, people that have a business interest, and people that have relatives. But, you know, as frustrated as people are on the American side that the border is not open, they understand it because there's only one statistic that matters, and that is the number of COVID-19 cases you have per 100,000 population. And in New York State, including Buffalo, we have 7 times more cases than Ontario, and we have 10 times more deaths. So, you know, the Canadian federal officials and public health officials are right. Americans are not wanted in Canada. Americans are not welcomed in 27 European countries. It's a sad commentary on you know, the federal government response to COVID-19.
Yeah, this latest extension is set to end November 21st, but it's the 7th time the non-essential travel ban has been extended. You're laying this out very clearly that we need to work harder to lower the case count, and that should be our number one priority. But how much longer are you telling your constituents in Western New York to prepare for these restrictions to remain?
It is frustrating for them, but I think, you know, again, they see the statistics every single day. And as our cases spike, there is just no likelihood that anything's going to change in the short term. As I said, I try. You know, I'm dealing with the United States ambassador to Canada, the Canadian ambassador to the United States, Canadian government officials, but it's very hard to make a compelling case when the facts are against you. And the disparity here between the number of COVID-19 cases in Ontario versus New York State and Buffalo and Western New York, the community that I represent, are very stark.
That's Representative Brian Higgins, Democrat of New York. Thank you so much for this conversation.
Thanks for having me.